Mix 94.5, it is your Christmas music station for Southwest Kansas. And speaking of Christmas, well, the Christmas show is coming to Scott City and also Southwest Kansas here next week, here in the next few days here. And we're joined with the one and only Max Haverfield. It's from the Max Haverfield Defends Christmas show. And thanks again for joining me here. And I guess, you know, welcome back out here to Western Kansas.
Yeah, good to be here, Adam.
Well, of course, part of this Max Haverfield and Friends Christmas show. It's always fun, festive time of the year, I guess you could say, with all the Christmas songs out there and the group there. And I guess kind of go through your background and how you got this started.
Sure, yeah. So basically, I've sung ever since I was a kid. Many people here in the Scott City area will know my aunt, Gary Geist, who's the music minister at the First Christian Church. And I actually sang, you know, first with my mom, who is also a pianist and on the program with us too, and then started singing with Gary, and just kind of got that way. And then I started doing real productions when I was about 10 with local theaters and that kind of thing. Went as much as I could in high school, and then in college I kind of got more of the breaks that I wanted and needed, and got the lead in Guys and Dolls. I was Sky Masterson, and then from there I really took the operatic route and did about 10 operas throughout college and in college, and then in summer programs, and graduated a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and the normal trajectory would be to go on to a graduate program, but I wanted to do something a little different. I wasn't sure that the graduate program was going to facilitate the life that I wanted, and I decided everybody likes Christmas music. I always liked it. It was, you know, as a musician, everybody does Christmas music, but I had a particular fondness for it, and so I made a Christmas album in 2017, toured with that sort of locally and just kind of on my own with a couple of friends and pianists and kind of a smaller set. And then in 2018 is when I really started the Max Haverfield and Friends part and started asking professionals in the area to work with me and gathering support for it. So this is our fourth production, we kind of do two a year now, one at Christmas and one in the summer.
All right. And it's pretty fun here, too, just kind of reading some of your background here. Yeah, it's a pretty interesting influences, some of the people that you really had that influenced your singing and how you, or maybe some of your styles there. And go through some of those that you like talking about.
Absolutely. I think a few of them that are most interesting to me and maybe to listeners would be Bill Gaither, who is a gospel a producer, singer, songwriter. And what I like about him, you know, I got my degree in music and then I'm getting my master's in business right now. And what I like about Bill and people like him is the business aspect that they have. I think that is a crucial component for anybody who wants to be a musician, because you really are just going into show business, into business for yourself. And so I'm always searching for people. And then not only is he good with business, but he's taken it in a way throughout his life. He's 80 now, but he says to young singers, you know, what do you do when you want to get started? And of course, everybody says, oh, you need to go to New York or LA and get an agent and do that, you know, and that's fine, but it is very difficult to live in those cities and expensive and it's just very uncertain. And I knew that I liked having a business and I wanted something that I could count on, and I love music. And so what I've done is kind of in that image of what Bill did, which was, he just lived in a small town in, I think it's Alexandria in, Tennessee. And he still lived there all of his life. And he started to catch some wind behind his sails, when he was in his 20s, he was touring locally. And then by his 30s, he'd written a few really good songs, and people in New York and LA started reaching out to him to produce those and record them. And and one more I'll just add that's a similar story that I've been following a lot more recently is Mannheim Steamroller. They're based out of Omaha, and of course they do a lot of Christmas music specifically, and so that's very interesting to me. And that guy too has you know, he has two groups. They do the same show, but one's in the east, one's in the west. And I just am always amazed how you live in, you know, Omaha is obviously not a small town, but it's not the mecca of art and music. And he's got two of the five largest selling records in Christmas history. And so people like that really inspire me to, I love Western Kansas. We're ranchers, and I love the people here, and they've made their life here too, and they're musicians.